is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised.
Go.
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. I don't know anything about cars. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-840-4051. Dr. Drew. Board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Other than that, he's not good for ass.
Well, do you want me to finish the story? Or start it and finish it again?
Yeah, so let me just say that Mark L. Wahlberg is our guest tonight. Of course, the host of the runaway sensation hit, Temptation Island. And I've said a few times last week and this week when I found out you were coming on, I'm so glad.
Because he has actually said this several times.
Mark,
well, it got back to me that you actually said a positive thing, which was the first in the press I've had. So.
Mark is a guy I think we met in the NAPTI convention.
96.
In like 95 or 96,
yeah.
Whenever, 5-6 years ago in Vegas. The company that was going to do Loveline, which was New World, right?
Through Fox,
was also launching Mark's show through Fox.
Well, that was your second year with that show, wasn't it? Or was it first?
Well, I think your first year was when I was going, I was already dead. I was going for the second year renewals.
Yeah, that was his renewal.
I thought you were launching that year.
No, going for season two, but yeah.
One of the reasons the show had some difficulties, I assume that Mark was a fresh face on the scene trying to launch a new show.
I was already tired and bitter at that point.
He was a year into it. All I knew is there was a deck of playing cards on it, Real Stories of the Highway Patrol, Loveline on another set of cards, and...
Access Hollywood.
And the Mark Wahlberg. And so...
Which I refuse to gamble with because it's just bad luck.
We met Mark, and we liked Mark, and we spent a little time with Mark, and then I didn't see Mark again, and I saw the show a time or two, and then I heard it went away, and then I didn't hear anything from Mark, and I didn't see him around, and then I saw him some years later doing audience warm-up for Jimmy's show at the time, Win Ben Stein's Money, and I remember going, oh, man.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Last time I saw
him... He must have kids. The guy's got to work.
This guy, last time I saw him, his picture was on the side of a bus. Now he's actually in the bus.
In the bus, looking for a transfer.
Complaining about the 15-cent transfer.
Exactly.
And then in spite of us kind of feeling like we had a relationship with him over those 4 years, we kind of barely touched base with Mark. Last month, Mark and I have been going steady.
Yeah, we really have.
We were both at the Mars-Venus... thing.
Yeah.
We put Michael Jackson's thing together.
Well, that's what happens when you start putting out. The relationship rekindles itself.
Yeah,
but Mark is a family guy, a good guy, and one of, without sounding too trite, one of the good guys in show business, who you always hope for good things for. And I had no idea you were doing Temptation Island until I saw Temptation Island. And then I went from pity to loathing. I was like, that poor son of a bitch doing audience warm. They're like, I'll kill him. This guy's in a runaway hit. I watch the show every week, and I'm a big fan of it. And we had, who'd we have? Dano and...
Allison.
Dano makes me laugh.
Dano and Allison, the world's hottest doctor.
Is she something?
On the show last week.
See what you did.
What happened?
Just, you know, she was the only one. She was... All of the girls are so attractive. I can't believe... Thanks, Drew. We're breaking up, you and I. Can't believe, you know... They were all just attractive, but Allison was just... incredibly gorgeous, as you know, because you met her.
Well, and she's the whole packet.
Right. She's bright. She's sure of herself. And at one point, I looked at her, and I'm sitting, you know, far away from her. And I said, Allison, you are so cute. It physically hurts. And she says, I'm a doctor. Just show me where it hurts, and I'll help you. I said, I got to go. My mom's calling. I got to go.
Yeah. Let me get drunk real quick. I'll run back.
Yeah.
I'll have a whole new angle on this thing. I'm a little confused now. But the show was obviously...
You don't have to say things when I prompt you.
Runaway hit. Again, of course, Wednesday nights on Fox, 9 o'clock. And now you guys did 6 episodes. I hear you're squeezing a 7th out to make it through sweeps. And then what? I'm sure we got another year going, right?
You know, I don't know. Nothing official.
I mean,
everybody's been... When we were in New York, everybody was coming up to me and saying, oh, the Temptation 2, it's going to be in the mountains, it's going to be snow. And I'm like, you know, I don't know where you're getting your information because they haven't told me anything. But I think probably... they'll want to do it again.
Now, how does your contract work? I mean, when you sign on to something like that,
well,
do they have you for the rest of your life? Do they have you?
Well, no, because, you know, this was sort of last-minute thing. There was one of several shows that Fox was looking at doing, and so they kind of said, you know, we don't really know which one's going to make it on the schedule, and if you can come down. This is like a week and a half before I went down there, and they said, if you come down, do us a favor and host this one, we'll work something out on the other end of it. And
you're only there like 2 weeks, right?
I was there 2 weeks. I didn't even, you know, I left it going, I might make it on the air, might not.
Wow.
And now it's huge. So, yeah, I think they had the option to do it again.
Yeah, when it came down the pike, I mean, when your agent called you, this didn't smell like anything, did it?
Well, you know, it was somewhat intriguing. I thought there was something there. You knew there was like 15 or 20 of these kinds of shows, these reality shows that come down the pike. And
right.
I knew I wanted to do one of them.
Mm.
And, you know, I was on my way to South Carolina for, you know, to see my family. And they said, you got to come in and audition like tomorrow at 11. I'm like, and they said, no, you really need to go. So I went and I left and I got on the plane and I was producing this other show called Sunday Dinner that I was really busy with.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, my luck. I said to my wife, I said, my luck, I'm going to have to go to Belize next week. And, you know, then the agent called and said, you know, you got to get inoculated for malaria tomorrow.
Man, how was it? How was the resort itself?
Gilligan's Island-like, but not Survivor-like. It was cool. It just wasn't.
Right.
I'm like going out. It'll be great. We'll get massages. We'll, you know, you'll have room service. You didn't get laundry. We didn't have TV. The phone barely worked. But it was cool. It was clean and fun. And
did you hang out with the people when you weren't shooting?
No.
Did they tell you not to?
No, you know, it wasn't like I couldn't, but, you know, first of all, I didn't have a lot of time, and it sort of changed everything. When I showed up, they were keenly aware that something was going on.
Right.
So it just kind of broke down the whole situation if I hung out.
Right.
But like Dano, who you had in, towards the end of the run, when they're getting down to the single dates or people were on dates and he hadn't been chosen, he and another guy went fishing, and I went on the fishing boat and hung out with them. But
right.
For the most part, I was either at one place or the other or preparing to go to the next one, so.
And when they take this seventh show that they put together,
right.
What is that? I mean,
well,
if they planned on six and now they're doing seven.
But you know what? I got to tell you, where they left off on five, I said, I don't know how you're going to finish in one episode. So it actually is working out perfectly.
Okay.
That they, where they left off at five, they've got a lot of shows still to do. You got to select the girl's choice for the final dates. They're going to do their final dates. They're going to come back after all of that. They're going to have a little time. They're going to come back to the bonfire and decide what they're going to, whether they're going to stay together or not. And, you know, it's 2 hours worth of stuff. So.
And you know everything, right?
Oh, yeah.
And do you have, I don't know.
Well, I don't know everything.
We were talking to, what's his name from The Mole. He has like a $10 million thing he had to sign says he states he will not divulge anything. You got that going on?
I'm not sure it's $10 million, but I'm not supposed to tell you.
Right.
So what do you want to know?
Now, you know, to me, it's weird because, I mean, unlike The Mole and unlike Survivor, there's not a real winner and loser
here. Well, that's
here.
The thing. It's like, what am I going to tell you?
I'm
you
just know? Watching. Yeah. I really, it doesn't matter even if they ran these things in order sequentially. I would just watch just to see the trauma and the drama and the fact that those idiots voted off
Georgia.
Miss Georgia.
Yeah.
I was outraged.
Yeah.
I almost like threw a brick at the television, like
front like down
Elvis.
Girl.
Yeah,
yeah. And I don't know what happened. Something in the bar rubbed them the wrong way, and she was gone. Same thing with Lola. I never met Lola, but I saw her, and I'm like, she's gorgeous. Next day they voted her off.
Yeah, don't kick anyone named Lola off an island.
That's not right.
That's a policy of mine. Lola Island, she's there. She's like a palm tree. She's getting planted. All right, let's hop on. I should mention that me and my other partner, my Emmy Award-winning partner, Jimmy Kimmel, on the Tonight Show tonight.
Oh, yes?
The Leno Show.
The two of them.
Both of you?
The two of us together later on. We'll be on after Courtney Cox. She's got a movie where a bunch of Elvises are robbing things.
Was our friend David there?
David Arquette? No, I did not see him. Hopefully he's in Canada somewhere. Monica?
Yeah?
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
Yeah.
Who's in Evelyn's room?
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm with this guy right now, and his friend keeps hitting on me. And I don't know, I really like him, but yeah. I don't know, like, I've already, like, had sex with my boyfriend, so.
Yeah, well, that's it for you.
But I know, but it's just that I really like his friend.
Yeah. And, okay.
Why don't you break up with your boyfriend then?
How long have you been with your boyfriend?
For about a year.
Yeah, and you're kind of done with him.
Yeah.
All right, we'll break up. That's all right.
Is this his best friend?
Yes.
How'd you know that?
Huh?
How'd I know that?
Yeah.
Well, because he, first off, he says it's his best friend because he knows there's a little tension there.
And
and you know, when you're 18, you have 150 best friends.
Right.
So he has a lot of best friends, though, right? Or is this guy his number one guy?
Oh, that's his number one guy.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's going to be trouble.
Yeah. Break up with your boyfriend. That's the important thing. You may not even feel as strongly about this guy when you're actually out on the market and looking at guys more for dates, you know, for potential partners.
Yeah. I don't know. But, Drew, your advice and my advice is for everyone under 30 to break up.
Yes.
It's not that realistic when I think about it.
I understand. But in this situation, she knows she wants to date this other guy. What's the alternative? Stay in this relationship, which she's unhappy, it's over.
Right.
Or stay in this relationship and go out with his best friend, sleep with his best friend.
Right.
Not good either. So it's, you know, break up.
All right. So, Monica, you break up tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Then you start dating this guy, let's say 3 days from now.
No.
Okay. And whenever he catches you, that's the day you started dating, whether it's in a week or whether it's in 4 years.
Of course. You never admit to the time in between.
Yeah, you do that math.
Right.
That's when it started.
I went on our first date last night.
Right.
All right.
No, it's like when you get busted stealing at work. Whatever, you could have been stealing for the whole 10 years you're with the company. The day you get caught, that is the day you began stealing.
Of course.
This is the first copying machine you have stolen so far. I mean, it's the way you got to do it. Pete?
Yeah, hi.
You're 22. What's up?
Oh, my God. Well, I just want to say, Adam, you're an angel. Mr. Wahlberg, hello.
Hello?
An angel? You're an angel.
Angel of what?
Now, listen, okay. I have been clubbing around the Detroit area and I think I have a lot of partners that I might need to tell about some genital warts. But the thing is, I don't see these people.
Yeah.
I see them on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
Some of these people could probably kick my ass if I tell them. How do you?
We're talking about guys.
Well, you know, both. I mean,
both
guys and girls.
Have you been tested for things other than warts?
No.
Why don't you
got to do that, man. You got to do that.
Why don't you figure out what you actually have before you?
Well, I should at least tell some people I know for sure, right?
Well, first, before you go, do you want to make more than one phone call to these people?
Yeah. You don't want to call them and say, I've got genital warts.
I have to confront them face-to-face and like a disco.
Pete is like disconnected. He's like camp trash.
I don't even know if I believe him.
Yeah, I do.
It's always sort of comical when we're explaining the person is disconnected and they go, hello? Right in the middle of our explanation.
Very confusing.
Pete, what's up with you? Why is your balls spinning like a whirling dervish, you know? I mean, you're going out, you're clubbing, you're banging anything you can take home with you, you're giving them a disease.
Well, I'd just like to tell Adam he might need to get checked out because he was in...
All right.
You little angel.
You didn't really get me because I thought something was...
We weren't going with it.
Well, you were going more than I was.
But it wasn't interesting. You know what I mean? It wasn't entertaining. It wasn't no purpose to it if it was bogus.
He was kind of all over the map, is what I was getting. But I smelt some bogosity on him. Charles?
Yes.
Listen, I swear to God, I'm this close to not accepting calls from men anymore.
Yeah.
We've had more bogus idiots calling the show. What's up there, Charles?
Ever since about 2 weeks ago, I've had absolutely no sex drive whatsoever.
What happened 2 weeks ago?
My ex-girlfriend told me she was pregnant, but she lied.
So you got freaked out about that?
Yes, I've been freaking out ever since. And, I mean, I still messed around with a couple of girls, but I can't get an orgasm whatsoever.
Are you on medication?
No medication.
Were you doing drugs or alcohol?
No, I just smoke cigarettes.
But listen, you have an ex-girlfriend who's how ex?
She what?
How far removed is she?
I like to think she's pretty removed. But
no, how long ago did you break up?
Like 10 months ago.
Oh. When did she tell you that she thought she was pregnant?
2 weeks ago.
Well, so you were still having
2 weeks.
You were still having sex with her?
Yeah, but then I stopped as soon as she told me that, and then she went and got a test, and it was negative.
All right.
And then you carried on with other girls?
Yes. Jesus. But I still can't get anything. I don't even want to half the time.
Okay. 17.
You're 17. Maybe your penis is tired. My penis at 17 still had the cellophane wrapped around. You know what my penis had on it when I was 17? You know when you buy new tires? They got that weird plastic paper wrapped around it? My penis had that paper on it until I was like 23.
And the blue paint?
The blue paint right. with that weird paper plastic around it that the tires have on it when they're up on the rack.
Tells you what PSI?
Yeah, I mean, it had not even been broken open yet. And then when I did pull that paper out, it had those little rubber nubs on the side of it. Chicks dug that initially, yeah. And then I ground them down masturbating, and that was the end of that. You know, I can't masturbate for 2 days, Drew.
Now?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm going in for a sperm competition on Thursday.
Yes, yes.
A competition?
I wonder why you're so irritable.
Yeah, I'm going in. Against my partner Jimmy to a sperm clinic to see whose sperm is more potent, and it's also we're seeing who can produce it the fastest as well.
The over under
at the office is about about 245, 250 right now. We're seeing which way
after the 2 day hiatus.
Have you seen the jack room yet?
No,
is it properly equipped?
I told them when we had a production meeting on it, they're like, it's so funny. There's this poor woman, you know. These are like serious professional women who come from like the Letterman show and Rosie and stuff. And they're sitting in there and they're going, well, it'd be great if we had the two doors next to each other so that when Adam and Jimmy went into the two rooms, we could see them actually go in, you know, we could see them open the door at the same time, and it'd be great. And I, like, raised my hand. I said, listen, if one of them's a mop closet, I don't care. I'll get one off. Believe me. You're talking to guys drove a stick on Mulholland and squeezed one off at 7:30 in the morning on the way to his construction job. Don't worry.
You're pro level.
Yeah, I could open the door into like another dimension. You know, into like hell.
Matrix.
Still squeeze
exactly.
one off. Yeah, I could just
the
be,
Matrix.
Be looking at like a Grand Canyon with lava going through it and still just peel one off.
Stops in mid.
Yeah, exactly. It's slow motion.
And the camera goes around it. Yeah. Yeah, she was like, and it was so funny because she never knew how to say it. Like, she'd go, so when Adam and Jimmy go into the room to
do
their thing, and then they come out.
Are you going to be toasting your cups, or what are you doing?
I don't know.
That is disgusting.
It is repugnant, yes. is what it is. But I want to win that crown. I hope it's a crown, and I'm saving up. So they say 2 days because that's when your sperm's at its best.
Potency and speed.
First is speed.
Of delivery.
Yes, then potency.
Well, Jimmy has kids, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I know they're both mistakes. I hope they're not listening to the show. But the point is they say wait 2 days, your sperm is more
yes.
potent.
Yeah. Did you
right?
find out why?
Is
why
that true?
Yeah, because I conceived in a cup, too. And it was, that was 4 days then. That's my recollection.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they said four, but I took a swing at the guy, and we whittled it down to two.
You negotiated?
My agent said 1 day. The urologist said a week, and we just kept hammering away on it until we got it to 2 days. All right.
2 days with an option to extend.
Right. Olive?
Yes.
You're 26. What's up?
Yeah, this is for you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I just started on valproic acid yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, I didn't get the... little doohickey with the bottle from the pharmacy, and I was wondering just about the side effects and kind of a little bit more about it. I'm having a lot, you know, some pretty good side effects going.
Well, it's a medicine. It's an anti-epileptic medicine. It's used for bipolar illness, manic depression.
Right.
And it's extremely effective, and it has almost no side effects subjectively. It can inflame your liver and do some blood things, but in terms of how you feel, there's very little side effect.
Oh, okay, because I'm, you know, really bouncy, and I'm usually have a very bad phone phobia.
That's another bogus call or something.
Oh, really? Phone phobia?
No, this is real, yeah. But I was on earlier today, I was on NPR's Talk of the Nation, and I've never gotten through on calls, and so I was going to try it out.
What do you mean you're bouncy?
Yeah, nervous, agitated.
I'm still curious about the phone phobia. Oh, yeah. And if so, why are you calling national talk shows?
Well, that's the thing. But I knew I would get through on this one because I have a social phobia.
Are you taking anything besides the Depakote?
Yeah, I was on Zoloft.
No Zyprexa?
No, she put me down on... I'm starting on Wellbutrin and Risperdal.
Did you start the Risperdal recently?
Yes.
Okay. That's the one that's, and the Wellbutrin can make you a little jumpy. It's not the Depakote. The Risperidone can make you feel strange. The Wellbutrin make you jumpy, headache, sleepless for a couple weeks, decrease your appetite sometimes. But it won't decrease your sex drive. That's the good thing about Wellbutrin as compared to other antidepressants.
I don't know who's holding still long enough for him to have sex with them. Yeah. But I pity the woman. And I don't know about this phone phobia.
He's all
over the place?
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you what. We'll take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Mark, who's 15, not Mark Gil Wahlberg, but Mark, the caller. He wants to know what the dangers of self-tattooing are. Mm. We'll get to that after this. Can we talk about cars for the next half hour? I have some interesting insights. We'll keep talking about this later on. Drew's car blew up today, so I want to talk to him about that. Mark L. Wahlberg is our guest tonight.
And I was mad at you.
Yes, because I told him to buy that car.
Yeah, it's true.
I was wondering why you had so much concern in the commercial break.
I feel responsible. I know the car's 55, 60 grand, but I'm only putting up 20, 25 grand. That's it. That's all the responsibility I have. Mark L. Wahlberg, host of Temptation Island, the runaway hit on Fox Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock, and that'll be tomorrow night on Fox. And really one of my favorite shows to watch. And I only...
Why? Nothing against the show or Mark.
We've already talked about
it. But why? I find it unsettling, unnerving, disturbing.
It is. But not in the same kind of way that, like, one of these paramedic shows is or something where some guy got clipped on a motorcycle
like
that.
Not like that.
And these couples... See, here's the whole thing with these couples in my rational mind, which is, or the way I rationalize it is, there's no kids and there's no wedding ring.
Yeah.
These are relationships. These people are in their mid-20s. We've all been through 1,000 of these things.
Right.
And we've had 10 of them fail. So they have one fail.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. But we're talking this night about the disturbed interpersonal situation in our country and then to have it sort of grandstanded, to have it sort of romanticized.
But why is it? I don't know if it's necessarily romanticized.
No,
it's
documented. I don't think the viewers look at it as... envy of, I wish I was in that position.
Not envy, but that it's, hey, isn't this fun and interesting? This is the way people relate.
I think people look at it and go, you know, isn't it fun and interesting, and aren't I glad it's not me?
Yeah.
Or maybe it reinforces, you know, I don't want that.
To me, the thing is, like, be careful what you wish for.
That's exactly
That's what the whole thing feels like to me.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? This sounds
right.
like a great idea, but it's the kind of thing, it's like a threesome. It's like what we talk about with threesome.
Okay, all right.
It's always best left in your mind.
Yeah, like we talk about threesomes on this show, but I don't think we romanticize
it. Right.
Okay.
I'm sold. I'm watching.
Gangbang Island is going to be the name of it next. Oh, and speaking of that, I just thought, how long is it going to take for them to crank out a porn movie that has almost
Erection Island or something? Right.
Yeah. Any day now. Mark, you're 15. What's up? That's the beauty of the porn industry. Something gets hot, they're right on it.
Oh, yeah.
It only takes them 4 days to make a movie. It's not like Super Mario Brothers, where it comes out like 8 years after the thing left the shelf.
They don't have to beta test it.
Right. Mark, you're 15. What's up?
What's up, mayonnaise?
Oh, how are you doing? You want to tattoo yourself?
Yeah, I was just wondering what the dangers of it would be if I did it with a guitar string and Indian ink.
I see. Can't you just pay somebody to do that for you?
No, my parents won't sign for it.
So you can do it yourself?
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that yet.
Wait, are you the one that's going to be using the guitar strings?
Yeah.
And what
are you capable of doing?
Where are you going to put it?
Yeah.
On my leg.
On your leg. And what are your good moves? Like, when I was 15, I used to draw a mean half track with, like, a skull on top of it.
I used to do a little Bull Taco mini bike.
Drew could do a good mini bike.
I used to do the GNS skateboard logo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mark could do that.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Which one of those?
I don't know yet. I haven't really thought about that yet.
All right. Well, you could probably give yourself an infection, wouldn't you say there, Drew?
Yeah, and make yourself pretty miserable, but... I'm just thinking about his parents and how lovely they must be. This is a complete F you to them.
Yes, and secondly, here's the problem with the inference with the homemade tattoo is that you've done time.
Right.
You see a guy with a tat, and it looks
homemade
unprofessional.
Yeah. Right.
You think his cell buddy did it to him while he was in the joint. So that's that. Other thing, is there anything that you could have had at 15 that you'd want now be it a haircut or a tattoo.
That's the stopper with tattoos for me altogether. I mean, my teeth have changed so many times since that time. I can't think of anything I just want on my skin forever.
Everyone I know that looks at pictures of themselves when they're 15 just either laugh like hyenas or are miserable.
Drew, if you were to wear the frames of the glasses that you had at 15,
yeah, there you go, perfect.
Would you pay $55,000 a year not to wear those right now?
Oh.
$150,000.
There you
I
go.
Mean, what would it be? Be over $100,000, right?
But I'm just trying to think of what it would be like to walk around with those for an hour. Let alone to be stuck with that. I was part of my being.
All credibility gone in 1 hour.
I mean, the Adam Ant glasses. No. Then it was the like little. It was sort of the who had glasses like that.
Oh.
They're sort of half tinted. You know, the tint.
Right.
Down.
It had a rim on the top and no rim on the bottom.
Yes, and would tint as it moved down the glass.
Yeah, sure. Gradiated.
Gradiated. Right.
Oh my God. I mean, think of the car you were driving. I mean, let's.
Oh man, I was corduroy wearing and driving a Pinto.
But not even let's. I'll do you one better. Not even what you could afford or what your family could afford or what you had, what you would have signed your life away for.
Then.
The girl you would have dated for the rest of your life.
No, yes.
If the you, car, you know.
Right.
It's a great setting. It's a new show.
Exactly.
I would have been driving like a...
Live your dream of when you were 15.
Right.
You would have signed on the dotted line. You'd been dating some chick named Tammy, who was wearing dittos. You'd be driving
a feathered haircut,
square back that was jacked up with Krager mags on
Carmen
it.
Gia.
You'd be sporting. Yeah, you'd have feathered or the mullet
you'd
or
wear
something.
You'd wear those small mirrored ski glasses with the white frames.
Yeah, with the leather on the outside that covers on the corner.
Ice ski, yeah. You'd be screwed. It'd be like a form of hell.
Yeah.
And to me, and thank God we've all moved on with no permanent damage, and we just hide those pictures when new people come into our lives. But a tat, that's there. And that's why you've got to think about it at 15.
This is actually an important discussion for young people to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You will change.
Yeah.
And it'll be for the best, but the idea is that...
Just wait till you meet the 35-year-old woman with Tweety Bird on her shoulder.
Right.
You know, at the PTA meeting, and she's like, what did I do?
Right. She has a comedy and tragedy on each breast. All right, here we go. Dan.
Yeah?
You're 30. What's up?
Adam, you rock.
Thank you.
Hey, Drew?
Yeah?
Sometimes I like Dr. Bruce, but you're all right, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, what's up with Drew the superstar now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, Dan, hold on. You idiot.
You know what? Sarah?
Yeah.
Just as punishment for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
No more men. Only females.
Wow.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm for that.
It's been 2 days of this. We have 2 days of jack-offs. Seriously, right?
All right, let's do the all-female version.
Okay.
All right.
Listen, I'll dedicate a month to it. I'll make February chick month on Loveline. I got no problem with that. All right. Jessica?
Hello.
You're 13. What's up?
Hi, Adam.
Yeah.
I love you.
Fantastic.
Oh, this
because you're
this
an angel.
This is the other thing we get, though.
Yeah.
We get the jack-off guys, and we get the...
Well, this can't be helped.
Adam?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I saw you.
I'm all ears. Go ahead.
No, wait. I saw you.
Where? Here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you came here?
Yeah, I was the one in blue.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Hey, Jessica. How you doing, baby?
I'm fine. But,
I miss you, and I miss us. I miss the time we had.
I have this really good picture of us.
Yeah. I miss those times we had where I was trying to take a leak and you were tackling me going down the hall, wanting me to sign something.
I know. You're just too sexy.
I know. I miss that. All right. So what's up?
Okay. Well, me and Natalie, like, we developed these pictures, and, like, we're wondering if it's okay if we show them to you.
Yeah. Through the phone, though. Not in person, right?
No. Like,
fax them. 310-840-4051.
Wait, why can't we show them to you?
Jessica, because let me tell you something about our love. It was a love that never should have been.
What?
Yeah, you're too young for me.
But it's Pascal's birthday.
Oh, well.
Oh, in that case.
If it's Pascal's birthday, then I got to make an exception.
Yay, okay, we're going to go Thursday, okay?
All righty.
Oh, boy.
No, don't do it, because producer Ann had just had an ass full of these three girls. These three girls showed up, I think it was Monday, and they were really, I don't want to put them down, but it was distracting how crazy into me they were.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew, you were not here to witness this, but it was really, I felt like Bobby Sherman. I really did. I was a teen idol from the 70s. And producer Ann had just had enough of it. She couldn't handle it anymore. Ann?
No more.
No more. Too much, right? Too much kicking and screaming. Too much, right? Maybe if it was for another
guy. It's not good for the young ladies.
It's not good for them.
Not good for them.
I thought one of them was going to swoon, go down, and hit her head on something.
Right, that could happen. And
right, like my penis. Yeah, I mean, it's too much excitement for the young girl's heart.
Just, yeah,
it's all fun until a teenager loses consciousness.
Right, right. Candy?
Hello?
You're 16.
Adam?
Yeah, welcome to the all-chick version of Loveline.
I love you. I love you so much.
Yeah. I don't know, I don't know what's going on here.
We got jack-off guys.
And,
Drew, I love you too. I love you all. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
All right. Well, what is your question? What's your question, Goofball?
When is Scott Weiland going to be on the show? I love him so much.
He was on about 6 months ago.
Yeah, he should be on in the 11 o'clock hour.
What's up, Kenny?
Can you give me his phone number?
Yeah, listen, who don't you love? That's the real question. She loves me. She loves Drew. She loves Mark. She loves...
I don't love Mark.
Owie. Well, I'm glad we're clear on that.
Wow.
I don't watch Temptation Island.
All right, but you could still love him.
Okay.
Well, I loved Mark before Temptation Island.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
All right.
Candy, did you have a question?
Yeah. I love you, Adam.
All right, hold on.
This is going well.
Yeah, Drew, I'm not quite sure where this show turned, but it took a distinct turn. I think it was like the beginning of this week, and we're unable to do our business on this show anymore. For one reason or another.
Well, it's the callers.
Oh, it can't be us.
Maybe you've just healed everyone. Maybe
all of a sudden, everybody got the idea that this is you come and you just screw around.
All right, but listen, Ann.
Of course, it was sort of our fault.
Ann just told me to go back and talk to Dan, but Dan was the guy who said I was okay and
he's
you sucked.
And
he says he has man boobs. But we talked to him for 20 seconds. He didn't say anything except for criticize Drew.
No, but it's bogus. You can just feel it.
All right, but just for fun. Just to appease Ann. And this is the last dude we're talking to tonight.
But if he says he loves you, I got a problem.
Dan?
Hey.
What's up?
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
Hey, listen, no. Seriously, I have developed breasts. And not so much that, you know, are you guys still there?
We're here.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just embarrassing to wear a T-shirt.
Are you on any medication?
I take Effexor, but...
Do you smoke a lot of pot?
No, never.
Are you overweight?
No, matter of fact, I work out. I'm kind of a weightlifter.
Do you take any supplements?
I was doing creatine for a while, but that's about it.
I don't know the creatine would do that. You never take any glandulars or anything like that?
Uh-uh.
How long has this been around? Was this around when you were...
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
The boobs?
Yeah.
All right, so that's something that happens sometimes during adolescence, during puberty, that... The adrenal gland produces hormone that the boobs respond to in males, just like they do in females.
Yeah.
And it usually goes away around 14, 15, 16, but some guys it perpetuates. And smoking a lot of pot is a good way to keep it going.
All right, but there's a handful of guys who have this.
And just keep it.
And I think these guys should go under the knife.
Sure, you can have plastic repair.
Well, I talked to Dr. Marcel, a plastic surgeon, about this. He can fix this. They do it all the time. And as a guy walking around with the headlights on... That's bad times.
After puberty, if it doesn't go down, they don't go away, you pretty much got them, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. So
plastic surgery.
Yeah, you got to take care of that.
All right. Well, go.
They probably do liposuction now, if it's not too pronounced.
Consult a plastic surgeon. Kelly?
Yes, hi.
You're 21. What's up?
No sappy stuff with me.
Great. Great.
I've got kind of a serious question. I'm wondering if there's any connection between... pain during menstruation, like the cramping and just a lot of different other symptoms, and taking the pill.
That makes it better, the pill. Although sometimes the triphasic pills have been thought to be associated with ovarian cysts. Which pill are you on?
Well, I'm not now, and I'm wondering if I should get on it.
Yes, the pill usually will help with painful periods.
But why is there... when I became sexually active about 2 years ago, that's when I started feeling a lot of pain.
Have you had a pelvic exam since then?
Yes.
And what have they said?
That I'm normal.
Have you been tested for chlamydia?
I don't know what they test for, but...
All right. Well, you ought to tell them. Did you tell them you've been having pain?
Yeah, I went, and that's why they put me on the pill.
Because you were having pain.
Right, but It seems like whenever I become sexually active, that's when I have all the pain. That it becomes.
Right, right. You're with a guy now?
Sort of, yeah.
All right. Boy, you're just a ball of personality, aren't you, Kelly? You're with a guy. You're sort of with a guy.
Well, okay, I am, and that's my fear is having sex with him because.
Let me ask you. Let's do a little delving here.
Oh, great!
You started your sexual career fairly late, like 19 or 20?
19.
Why so late?
Well, I know where you're going with this, and you're right.
Yes.
You were sexually abused?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So there's issues there.
And pelvic pain and sexual abuse go together. Okay?
How can it be a physical...
Like the song goes.
Because it is. Because your central nervous system is extremely powerful. It really is. And the spinal mechanisms that... that cause you to experience pain can be sort of tuned in such a way by an arousing traumatic experience in childhood.
The emotional trauma comes out physically?
Yep.
I totally believe that. I mean, I felt physical pain from stress.
Yep.
I mean, the connections.
Sure, working in the tropical
Belize,
islands.
Yeah, Belize is very, very stressful.
Very taxing, yeah.
And then fishing that one day.
Oh, the Mai Tais, the fishing, and not just boat fishing, some surf fishing, too, which
and,
is, you have to stand for that.
And without that SPF 30.
Yeah, it's rough. No, listen, if you chicks can figure out a way to sync up your periods, anything's possible.
Yeah.
You understand? I mean, if you can take five women, put them together at work, and have them sync up all their periods...
No.
Then you being raped a few times by your uncle can certainly translate into pelvic pain.
There's no doubt
as an adult.
There's no doubt that there's a connection physically, the physical manifestation of emotional problems. I mean,
especially heavy trauma in childhood. It activates pathways in the brain that aren't meant to be there, and once they're set up, they become sources of experiences that are uncomfortable.
All right, we will take ourselves a little break. Mark L. Wahlberg, I turned into one whole word there. Mark L. Wahlberg is here from Temptation Island, Wednesday nights, Fox, 9 o'clock, of course, and we'll be back after this.
It's Loveline.
I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Mark L. Wahlberg is our guest tonight, the host of the wildly successful Temptation Island, and... this is just, must be just great news for you, Mark.
It's just weird. You know, it just completely unexpected. I just went and did the show and came back and said, all right, there's another show. We'll see what happens.
Oh, no,
I just never expected it.
The hell, is there like 40 billion people watching that?
More than McDonald's serves.
It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
And my mother, I mean, my mom calls me. I'm like reluctant to tell her. Good news is I'm working. Bad news is here's the gig. I mean, she lives in South Carolina. It's just as conservative as it gets.
Really?
Mark and I did this thing with Michael Jackson last week.
Yeah.
Tell us.
When you say we did this thing with Michael Jackson, you should clarify.
We were on a panel.
Yeah, tell us
Carnegie Hall
how that works, and was that something you worked up while you were doing warm up for Win Ben Stein's money?
Yeah, exactly. I'm playing the big room now.
I see, and I don't know how Drew got there, but
I was the last minute filling because Chuck Woolery canceled.
And were you moderating or something, or what?
We got up and spoke for 5 minutes.
Drew and I were the only ones that they didn't tell to write a speech.
Yes, they told us, "Where's the text for your speech?" We were like, "Well." Wait a minute.
Thanks. Yeah. This is a Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall.
Crazy. I mean, you being a former ballet dancer. Drew sung opera.
Right.
So the idea of you just standing on stage at Carnegie Hall.
Well, Mark has an interesting story about that.
And Mark.
Whoa, Mark.
I seized the moment.
Oh, good. What'd you do? I sang and danced.
He sang
at Carnegie Hall.
Did you? I sure did,
man. I'm up there. You know, first of all, I'm the last to speak. I'm the fill-in guy. I'm not even in the damn program, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what am I doing here? And it was just a motley crew. I mean, it was an interesting
your
crew.
Your friend Judith Reagan was there?
A lovely, 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 talented bitch.
She was delightful.
She was good. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
And she spoke well. I mean, she wrote a beautiful speech.
For me, she was a highlight. I thought
she was a tremendous
speaker. So I'm up there. I'm like the last speaker. People are nodding off in the front row.
And who are the people that are in the audience?
Michael Jackson fans
and
Temple people.
And then people with money, patrons.
Right, okay. You
know? But it was full. I mean, there were some empty seats, but four balconies.
You're playing you're at the legendary Carnegie
Hall. So I do my whole speech. They give you a topic to talk on. Mine was like... do single people dread getting married, and do newly married people dread the thought of having children? And, you know, I sort of hit that. I hit temptation. I did my 6 minutes or so, and then I said, you know, I turned around and I said, you know, I'm humbled by the present, you know, the people I'm here on this panel with, and I'm honored to be speaking to you folks. And I said, here at Carnegie Hall, and I looked up, and in that moment, I thought to myself, how can you be here in this moment and not take it? And right. So I sang, you know, some show tune.
He said, I hope you'll excuse me. I just have to do this.
How was the audience with it?
They loved it. That's why I tap danced after that. It was really a goof because my wife was in the audience. I knew that she would just be dying.
Do you sing? Hold on, Drew. Does he sing?
Well, he sang.
I sang at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, I know.
I gave my own private concert.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I do really think that people get a kick out of seeing people do stuff sort of vicariously, and that's why they like Temptation Island. But I think they think, hey, if I was in that position, I'd try that too.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, it was a pretty stiff crowd. You spoke great.
Thanks.
And Judith was pretty good.
Judith was excellent.
But it was a pretty stiff.
Johnny Cochran wrote his speech. We watched him write it there while we were being introduced.
Yeah.
And
reading Puffy's brief.
Yeah, that's right. He's reading the brief
while we're on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. And so I'm unclear as to what exactly
it was for. Heal the Children. It was a symposium that Rabbi Shmuley is doing with Michael Jackson around the world. They're putting these little
Heal the
together.
World is their big thing, and Heal the Kids initiative.
Right.
Is this... Did Michael perform?
No, he got up there and spoke. And then he spoke at the end.
And then he came back and spoke again.
And was this a function that raised money or raised awareness?
I'm sure it raised money and awareness. First of all, the press was...
Huge.
And I don't think the tickets were cheap. But then again, it was a weird mix because you had all these, like, teenagers in the front row that were just like Michael Jackson.
When Michael came out, 400 people rushed the stage and threw themselves.
Collages, unbelievable.
He travels with them. Do you understand that?
Yes.
They were bust in.
Please, Drew, you're talking to a man who knows firsthand. I had three women here throw
but
themselves.
But these
at
people
me.
Were having seizures. I mean, it was disturbing.
Yeah, it was.
All right. One day I'm going to find out why you were there and who called you. And
that was we were all sitting there in the green room looking at each other like, I don't get the connection. It's just a bizarre random panel.
Well, it was interesting. Definitely an honor, and you can both say that you hung with Michael Jackson and spoke at Carnegie Hall when your grandkids ask one day.
That's right.
And then you can tell them later when you forget because you're old. Nikki? Caller Nikki?
Uh-huh.
Who's 15?
Hello?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm 15, and I have a couple problems.
All right. Go.
I don't know how to start it. Okay. I have two boyfriends, and they're both long distance.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them both, but I don't know who I exactly want to be with.
Well, what makes them your boyfriend? What does that mean, boyfriend?
We're together.
You sleep with them?
No.
You don't?
No.
How old are these guys?
They're both 16.
How far away are they?
One lives in East LA and one lives in Iwani.
Do they know about each other?
No.
Hold on a second. You're calling from Pasadena?
Uh-huh.
One's in East LA. Uh-huh. That's where Drew blew his car up today.
That's right.
Beautiful, beautiful country, that East LA.
Actually, it was Lincoln Heights.
So that guy is the crow flies, is 11 miles away. And then the other guy who's in El Monte is, you know, 23 miles away or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know everything's long distance when you don't have a car.
Yeah, but that's a bus transfer away.
That's not that long distance.
Well, it is because I see one on Saturday and see one on Sunday.
Okay. How about you break up with one of them?
That's the hard part.
Why?
I don't know. I have feelings for both of them.
Well, why don't you pick one, though? It's not really fair to yourself or them.
No, and how would you like it if they had feelings for two people?
Maybe they do.
All right, Nikki. Hey, Nikki.
Uh-huh.
It's just a bad direction to go at 15 to have love for two guys.
Uh-huh.
It really is. You should love half a guy at 15.
Half a guy.
Yes,
and it always comes back to you anyway.
Huh. Yeah. Nikki, break up with one of them.
Pick one.
Okay. Pick
and
one.
And I have another problem.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Today, about an hour or two ago, I just lost my virginity to another boy.
The third guy?
Yeah, a third guy.
Well, maybe that's the guy you ought to pick.
No.
Why?
He's liked me for a long time, but I don't think me and him, you know.
I see.
Do you want to begin picking this one apart here?
No. Hey, Nikki?
Uh-huh.
Listen, sweetie, you're going to get into trouble. You're going too fast here. Men shouldn't mean everything to you.
Well,
do you, I mean, here's what I'm saying.
And all they need is power and resolution of pain to her.
I really want to say this to men and women, but especially young women who come from, your dads aren't great and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Do not have men symbolize everything in your life.
Right.
It will be a bad life.
If I get that right, I'll feel better.
You kind of want to break up with both and walk away from the third and take a breather, man.
Yeah, walk away from all of them for about 3 years.
Yeah.
She's not going to do that.
I know.
Don't get pregnant. Worry about yourself. Pick one guy and do not have men symbolize everything in life.
I've got to talk to her after break to see if she used the morning after pill or if she has contraception.
All right.
We'll do that after this. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mark L. Wahlberg is our guest tonight, host of Temptation Island, Wednesday nights, Fox, 9 o'clock, and
two more episodes.
That's right. You make it through sweeps, then what? You go into reruns?
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to run it again. I don't know if they're going to have all the couples come back for some roundtable discussion for the healing and the closure.
Are you sure you don't have just some sort of gag order or something? You don't know about season number two?
No, they have not told me about season number two. The only people who told me about it are fans.
Obviously, they're working on it.
They got to be.
And they got to go a different location, so they're probably going to be in some hot tub in some ski chalet somewhere.
Yeah, but, you know, how fun is it to see, like, 15 people in parkas?
I don't know, but there's something about TV which is funny, which is we did the first one on an island.
Right.
We had the ratings were through the roof.
So
now we'll do the next one, and we'll do it in a snow cave in Greenland.
With 6-year-olds.
And it's like, no, go back to the goddamn island, because I haven't got an ass full of that yet. I mean, I could watch another 35 episodes of that before I was done with the island.
Why does TV...
Or go to another island.
Why does TV repeat the stuff that it shouldn't repeat and screw with the stuff that it shouldn't mess
with? That's right. We've seen the frame for murder he didn't commit scenario 4,000 times. But as soon as they're done with the 6 episodes on the island... Now they're heading to a cave.
The guy who plays by his own rules. We're going to see another 4 billion times.
That's right. No, you know where they ought to go? Here's what they ought to do. They ought to do it on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
They ought to do Temptation Island, the cruise.
Oh, they did Love Cruise, another series.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Love Cruise, but it was all singles. It was
I haven't seen that.
No, it's not on the air yet.
Oh, well,
they shot it while we were doing our show, and it'd probably air later or not or whatever. But
well, there goes the boat.
The new rule of television, which whoever gets there first wins.
That's right.
Whoever gets the air first.
Scratch it.
That's the real reality game.
Let's take the boat. Let's put it in a ski chalet now.
That's right.
All right. We'll float the boat in a hot tub. It's the all chick
night version of Loveline. We've just had an ass full of guys. We've decided they're
really
trouble.
Yeah, they are.
So we're just talking to women. Because
we're willing to take a few chances on women being put up to goofing off by guys.
Right, but I'm done with guys.
Even that's rare.
Nikki?
Uh-huh.
All right, so...
So you had sex today, and here's my question, Nikki. Did you use contraception?
Protection?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so you need to take the morning after pill, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what that is?
Yeah.
Go over to Pasadena Planned Parenthood up on Fair Oaks.
I want
to
what?
Go to Pasadena Planned Parenthood over on Fair Oaks above Villa.
Uh-huh.
And you get the pill. You have about. You got to get it tomorrow, okay?
Uh huh.
And it will prevent pregnancy.
Okay.
All right.
Mhm.
Okay. Hey, and Nikki.
Huh?
You're gonna have to start taking responsibility for yourself now.
Okay.
You understand? You're a woman now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's not get caught up in all the trouble that all our other callers get caught up in. All right.
Okay.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Now let's talk to. Is that Priya?
Priya. Yeah.
Priya is 24. Priya?
Good evening.
What's up?
My question, as I'm sure it's on your monitor, is about vibrators.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is, I guess, a vibrator tolerance.
Just hang on a second, Priya. I like Priya's sort of stop. Good evening, gentlemen. Yes. My call tonight is about vibrators.
The topic is
vibrators.
I'm trying to, like, get off the whole guys messing up your show thing.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. So
you said vibrator tolerance?
I made up the term. I'm sure.
No,
I'm buying it.
Yes, we like that term. We know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yes, I found most vaginas VT, vagina tolerance.
12.8
VTS,
hours.
VTS, vagina tolerance syndrome.
Right. That is usually good for about 2,500 RPMs. Or
Over how many period of time?
Yeah, VPNs. It's vibrations per minute.
Yeah. Over 12 hours, and you get a VTS. Yes.
Right.
Now you can go to 50 RPMs, as opposed to 25.
Oh, shut up.
Is that in base 8?
Listen, what do you have?
The honey bear.
I see.
You know what that is?
No.
Not too big, not too small. It's just right.
It's shaped like Boo Boo from.
yeah.
No. What's it look like?
It's got a remote that's attached to a wire that's probably 2 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And then the end of it, I guess all the things exported from Japan can't be anatomically correct, so they have these ridiculous animals on them. So it's got this kind of rubbery, I guess rubber. Bear with two hands extended forward.
Oh, I hear that people keep saying you want the. I've heard these ladies talking about this. You want the thing with the two, a prong. You want rabbit ears. You want
the butterfly, hands. The rabbit
ears.
Yeah,
well, I guess the hands kind of serve that purpose. They make kind of a rainbow that's not connected.
Right.
On top.
All right. And that works for you?
The unconnected rainbow.
Right.
That was the worst description. Yeah.
And you enjoy it.
Uh huh.
And you have an orgasm.
Yes.
And are you with a man?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Are you looking to move up to a Papa Bear series? Someone's been sleeping in this vagina.
Are you going to apply for the position, Adam?
Yes, I may just do that. And
when you graduate to the Grizzly?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you want to step up to the Kodiak. We're talking about $17.99. Listen, do you think it's keeping you out of a relationship because you've lost some of your chi?
Well, it's kind of a new addition into the life. It made its way into my life around Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just concerned that I'm going to use it and not want to be with a person or not enjoy it.
Have you named it?
No. Did you want to name it?
You don't have a name for it yet?
No.
Most women will name their vibrator.
Tomorrow morning was a happy Wednesday.
No, but I mean women.
How about Huggy Bear?
Yeah, women. Right. You can.
That sounds like a diaper.
No, I think of a black drug addict from Starsky and Hutch. Okay, listen.
So what's the question?
You're fine.
Well, what is the question? I haven't heard the question, actually.
She thinks she's going to lose her sensitivity.
Well, you can.
It's not really losing the sensitivity. It's just that I'm going to enjoy that more than a person.
Well, it can do what a man can't.
Thanks.
I don't think you're going to enjoy it more than a person. You will. A person may have trouble doing what that does for you in terms of speed of response and that kind of thing. And you can always bring Huggy Bear in with you, with your partner.
Right.
He won't object at all, guaranteed.
Right.
We're all calling it Huggy Bear now?
Whatever.
Why That's not? What you're calling it.
And but you can desensitize yourself. You have to be a little bit careful.
You can desensitize
yourself? You actually can, yeah. The sensitivity usually will come back. But if you notice that it's getting harder to have any response when you're, you know, not using industrial instruments, that's the time to just kick back, lay back a little bit on it.
Well, what kind of time do you think it'll take to desensitize it?
Oh, who knows?
Several weeks before extreme VTS.
Right. See if you can find a guy before you lose all will to leave the house, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. Why don't you limit, only let the bear come out of the cave or go into the cave, let's say, once a week.
Okay. May I gush slightly before I...
Yes.
I really do enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brianna.
Good night.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, this is again why this is a woman dealing with this. Imagine if a man had the abilities innately of a woman in terms of multiple orgasm and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd have this thing.
We'd all be unemployed.
This thing be plugged into a cigarette adapter in no time at all.
Oh,
just be driving around with this thing up. And,
driving.
You know, they'd have been with a stock ticker. I mean, everything would be ready to go.
Right. You get the internet on your vibrator, dude? Yeah, I do. Why? What do you want to know? You want to pull something up on Napster?
Yeah. Get the latest scores.
Rebecca.
Hello.
Yeah, and it have like an attachment with a pair of pliers and a rope cutter on it, you know.
It'd be the Leatherman.
Right. Rebecca?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
I have a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my boyfriend is going through a series of ECT treatments.
Shock therapies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, his doctor told him he smokes the weed. And his doctor told him it could have a detrimental effect on the treatment.
Yes.
He's had like 2 bong loads. He's on the 8th treatment was yesterday. Mm. And he's had about 2 bong loads within the last 3 or 4 days. So, Dr. Drew, you are my second opinion.
Well, here's my concern. Has he been seen by someone who understands addiction? who has experience in dealing with addicts and treating addicts?
Well, he's seeing a psychologist. He's seeing a medicine prescribing doctor and a talking to doctor.
Well, just make sure they have a good deal of experience with addicts, because it's pretty clear that's what you're dealing with here. And first of all, marijuana addiction causes profound depressions. Depressions.
Is shock treatment solely for depression?
Yeah. Well, no, you can use it for manic depressive sometime.
Well, that's what he is. He's bipolar. It's manic. It's mostly just depressed these days.
And it's fairly severe by the time they get to the shock treatment, right?
Nothing else is working.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty severe.
But this is effective.
Yeah.
Is it
effective? It's terrifically effective.
I think people associate it with...
I think cuckoo's nest.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, they think it was like one notch away from being a lobotomy or something.
No. It's the techniques are really very perfected, and there's different ways of running. You just run a current through your head, and it raises the chemicals in the part of the brain that maintain mood. And the same thing the antidepressants do, it just does it a little more powerfully.
Hmm.
And it worked quite well.
But if you're at the point where you're needing shock therapy, though, you better put down the bong.
Well, you better be making sure that the total syndrome is being dealt with properly. Because if he is just receiving shock and not more specific treatment for his addiction, or at least not being followed by someone that really understands addiction, this isn't going to go well.
All right, so make sure he has that person. Tiffany?
Yes?
You're 25.
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the all-chick version of Love Line.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Good to have you.
Okay, here's the question. I am afraid that I might be pregnant, and I think this because the last time I went without a period and took the test, and they came back negative. She's now 8 months old.
Mm-mm.
And so my doctor tells me that it takes a while for my hormone levels to reach the detectable.
How long did it take last time?
It took 2 months and 5 tests.
Wow.
They finally drew blood.
Woo!
So this time, and I started the pill immediately after I gave birth, you know, I wasn't going to have this happen again. And they changed my pill on me because I was having periods every 2 weeks, which was ridiculous. And they told me, you know, it won't affect the effectiveness of it. Just, you know, take it on schedule, which I've been doing.
What pill are you on now?
Now I'm on the low estrin.
Yeah, so that can make you miss your period just by itself.
It can.
Yeah.
Okay, because my fear is if I am pregnant again, it's going to take a while for the hormone levels to pick up. But my doctor tells me to keep taking
it. Yeah, keep taking it. Keep taking it.
It won't have a negative effect if I am pregnant?
It won't hurt the pregnancy. No, not low estrin.
Okay.
And it's just that... It won't harm the child taking the pill while you're pregnant. It can affect the pregnancy. In other words, it might put the pregnancy itself at risk, but it won't harm the child.
Yeah, well, if the kid spontaneously aborts, doesn't that hurt the kid?
Then it hurts the kid.
I mean, it's at least good for a headache, right?
Yes.
All right. Please, use your brain here, Drew. Jessica?
Oh, my God. Am I on?
Yes, you are. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Jessica.
First, I want to say, how dare you?
Thank you.
I go to San Diego State, and I've heard you
several
times.
That 4-year junior college.
Try 5-year.
Yeah.
Good point. Well, point taken.
Yeah. Four is not being fair.
I am a huge fan of Temptation Island.
Thank you.
Myself and my girlfriends cannot stop watching it. We were so angry when that, I can't say a bad word, but that evil woman Barbara Streisand was on last week.
Now, that was a nice change up. You like that one?
Yeah.
Why can't you stop watching it? What is it that show does for you?
I don't know. We are hooked. We want to see what Mandy does. We're excited about Billy. We can't believe that Andy gets any women. Oh, God.
Yeah, he doesn't seem so popular, does he?
Wait, is Andy the model?
No, that's Kaya.
That's Kaya.
Kaya. Right.
Well, now, which one's Andy? See, the bald
Andy's
one?
The, stupid, too.
Andy's the dark-haired guy. I mean, you've got Kaya, who's the model.
Right.
You got Billy, who's bald.
Right.
And then you got Andy.
Right. Oh, Andy, but the chicks aren't nuts about Andy either, are they?
I don't know what's up with Valerie.
Well, the chicks, I'm back to Andy. Hold on. The women aren't...
What's up with Valerie?
The women aren't crazy about Andy, are they? Or are they the one they're all crazy about?
Well, no. They all were crazy about Billy.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, Andy's got a little play. I mean, a couple of the girls have been interested in him, and you're going to see some of that, too. But I think, for the most part, he has been the least popular.
Why?
Well, he's got this edge. He's got, you know, a little bit of... He said some jerky comments. You know, he's the one who says it's like taking the Pepsi challenge, but with chicks.
You know what's great about women, too, is they don't care what you look like after a couple of dates. They'll turn right on you. I love that.
What do you mean?
Meaning, there's a guy, one of the guys on the island is a model. And he's, you know, better looking than the other guys. He's a model. Yeah. But it doesn't really do him that much good.
Right.
Which would not work if it's the other way around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that also shows you how clueless we are as guys handicapping the competition. Because I would have never picked Billy as the one they always all went for.
No, we just start tall to short, basically. Right. That's how we work it.
That's exactly right.
All right. So, and I'm talking about penis length. I'm not even talking about height. All right, so Jessica, well, of course you're hooked. What are you doing, studying? Please.
Well, I was studying before, but not anymore.
Oh, come on. They'll throw you right out of that college if they catch you studying.
I think you get extra credit for watching Temptation Island at that college.
Is it true at San Diego State they have those big signs and it's a silhouette of someone looking at a book with a big X that goes across a big slash? They put them up in the halls there. They try to discourage it. Sure, why not? I mean, you really, if you're a college, you got to look at it as any other business, like a hotel. People stay two nights, you make a little money. They stay a week, you make more.
Five years.
Stay 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
You really rake it in.
Speaking of hotels, I also work for one.
Interesting.
Oh, the
we're going down there in a couple weeks.
We are?
San Diego?
We're talking at UC San Diego, though.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Hotel is close there. I'd be more than happy to hook you guys up.
All right. Someone will probably work it out. But anyway, so give us your question, Jessica. Do you have one?
Yeah, I actually do have one. I have two, actually, but first is first. I have never been able to orgasm during intercourse.
Mm-hmm. That's normal.
But during oral sex?
No problem.
Maybe. Yeah. Not very often, though.
Hmm.
But I can click my own mouse. Let's say that.
All right. So... have you been with one guy for a while?
Yeah, my boyfriend currently. I've been with him for 4 months. This is my longest relationship.
And can't he work something out orally for you?
I don't know. I need a scenario where I can say, look.
Here's what you do.
This isn't working for me.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Have you been faking?
Teach him.
He caught me watching TV once.
Why don't you teach him what to do?
Teach him what to do? Well, some guys, you don't want to listen. You know how it is.
No.
I don't get that.
I've not met that guy.
Quite frankly, I would love the instruction manual. You tell me, and I'm there.
Point in the area?
Yeah, come on.
Be specific. Tell him.
No. Listen, guys don't want you to hold a symposium on oral sex. They want some guidance. Some nudging.
Oh, hold a symposium, but just do it in a breathy voice. You know?
Yeah, and it's sort of like... It's like if a mouse got loose in a maze and you wanted to guide the mouse, so you just slide your hand this way, slide your hand that way, just sort of guide him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Point a little bit here and there.
Yeah, lean a little.
Respond when he's in the right place.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's that warmer, hot
exactly.
fire you're burning.
Oh, so cold.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, work.
Why do women resist that so much? It's so bizarre. Men appreciate
that. It's almost like you'd rather be miserable and unfulfilled than tell us what to do.
It's that whole thing about women in romance. It's supposed to happen magically. Men are supposed to know that stuff. And if they don't, we're sure as hell not going to tell you.
And they get angry sometimes when they're not finding their spot. Yes, Jessica, save everyone some time. I'm sure he has to get back to his bong. Is he a student? He's a student there, too?
That's my other question.
And most 18 to 22-year-olds do not have orgasm during sex, during intercourse, okay?
All right, what is your other one? He smokes a lot of weed?
He's a past pot smoker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now current speed user?
No, he doesn't do any drugs anymore. I would not date him if he did.
Mm. All right.
And we constantly have this argument about, is pot wrong, you know, smoking it bad? I myself... are probably the only person at San Diego State who's never smoked weed, but...
How'd you get in?
Includes the faculty, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, something must have gone horribly wrong.
But we're constantly having this argument, and I tell him it's wrong, and he just won't listen to me. And I told him that not only does it kill brain cells, but it makes you dumber. But I just can't get him to understand. Is there anything
Yeah, well,
makes you dumber, but I can't get him to understand.
Well, he stopped, right?
What?
Why did he stop?
He couldn't concentrate.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that evidence enough?
Yeah.
Listen, everybody, pot is not inherently evil, just like sports cars aren't inherently evil, just like fudge isn't inherently evil. On the other hand, you drive around a sports car without your seatbelt drunk, you're liable to get clipped. If you live off nothing but fudge, you're liable to have a heart attack.
Right.
If you smoke a ton of weed, it's going
to
make you
dumb. You're liable to go to San Diego State.
Yes, you're liable. Everything. I like Mark. He's getting right in the act here on San Diego State. But here's the deal. I really do mean this. You can say this for booze, and you can say it for junk food, and you can say it for watching hours of meaningless Fox shows. You can say say it for everything. Too much of anything is not good, and weed is almost at the top of that list, right next to booze, right next to
cigarettes,
right next to fast food. It will screw you up eventually. If you want to do things responsibly, if you want to do things in moderation, does that make a hamburger evil? No. It makes the guy who eats 14 a week, it makes it evil for him. The guy who eats 2 a week, it doesn't make it evil for him. Right. This pot's evil for a guy who tokes out all day. It's not evil for a guy who smokes it on Saturday night when he's home watching television.
Even once a day will do you.
Yeah, I mean,
trouble.
For people that...
Once a week, we don't know that it will.
Right. Yeah. So it's as evil as the user. Yeah. And like I said, it's just like a car. It's great transportation, or you could mow down school kids in it.
Speaking of car.
You make the choice.
We need to go on a break.
All right, we're going to take a break because we got to talk more about Drew's car that caught on fire today.
Markel Wahlberg is our guest tonight from Temptation Island. Of course, it's on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on Fox, and we'll be back after this. Hey, it's my favorite riff. Yeah. This band's coming on Loveline one of these days, right? Yeah. March 20th. Newfound Glory, is it called, the band? That's the band. Yeah. Yeah, I love that riff. Markel Wahlberg is our guest tonight from Temptation Island.
Oh, wait a minute. You're on Tonight Show right now, yeah?
Yes, I would be on the Tonight Show with my partner, Jimmy Kimmel. And thank God, because it's the kind of thing where I've done Conan and Letterman and Politically Incorrect 1,000 times, and most of these shows way more than once. And everyone will say that people will go, hey, what shows you done? I'll go, done them all. I've done them all 5 times.
I did Tonight Show.
What about Tonight Show? Done all of them but the Tonight Show.
I just did it the first time a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's good. It's like
it's like your bar mitzvah.
You've officially arrived, and you can tell all those goofball relatives of yours who don't know that it's like, you've done the Cannon show? No, Conan, Grandma. Cannon? No, okay. They've never heard of anybody, but they've heard of the Tonight Show.
Of course.
So it works for them. All right, we will hop on the phones and get back to Shannon, who is 20. Shannon?
Hello?
You have herpes, do you?
Yeah, I just found out that I do.
Mm. Where are they?
Genital herpes.
I see. And
what's the question?
The question is, I've been dating a person for about 3 months, and then I had a bladder infection, and so I went and got checked out, and she said it was a bladder infection on top of a breakout. And where did I get that? And I told her from my boyfriend, and she told me that he would have had to have known that he was having a breakout.
No, you can be listen, you're contagious without a breakout, number one. And most people that have herpes actually don't know they have it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So both things. You don't need a breakout to be contagious.
But then there's one more thing that kind of confuses the situation. Is when I told him, he said, he noticed that he had some, like, itching or rash or something down there. And went to the doctor, and they didn't tell him it was herpes. They said it was, like, a viral infection.
It can be easy to misdiagnose.
And it can be easy for him not to want to say that he had herpes, too.
Yeah, people go into denial about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that you guys have a show on.
Yeah. Hey, you're taking the whole herpes thing very well.
Stride.
We'd like to send you out a windbreaker and wish you the best of luck in the future with the venereal diseases.
And I'd say one more, that even, I guess, just to everybody, that this is a boyfriend, and I have, like, slept with people that aren't my boyfriend, and not use protection, and got checked out, and I never actually got one until I had a steady boyfriend.
That's a very positive message you send to
boyfriends.
What about the boyfriend?
Oh, I was just saying, even if you do have a steady boyfriend, I think protection is...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, especially, I mean, this is early in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You take care of yourself, sweet pea.
Hang in there.
Bye. All right.
It's not going to be as big a deal as she thinks.
No.
No, she'll be fine. Yeah. Paige?
Yes.
You're 22.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I'm wondering if my question may have just been answered by the commercial for 662 Help, but...
Well, we didn't hear it, so go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mother has been addicted to cocaine for, I think, over 15 years.
Nice.
And so, but we've been talking a lot about it right now, but... I can kind of understand where her fear for quitting comes from because I think she's just been self-medicating for...
No, absolutely ridiculous.
No?
Absolutely ridiculous. The compulsion to use cocaine is outside of anything conscious going on in her brain.
But what about her need to start it?
It is completely outside of anything that she can't understand.
Okay.
There's no language. There's no communication from that part of the brain. There's just drive and behavior.
Uh-huh.
And it is a lot known about that chemistry, but there are very specific treatments. She must have thorough and complete addiction treatment.
Okay.
85% of people who have thorough addiction treatment, their depression goes away with just that treatment.
Okay. And through what avenues would she pursue?
She could start there, but it sounds like she needs to go somewhere and stay for a while.
Does she want to do this, Paige?
She's going to need many months
of
treatment.
She knows she has to.
Many months of treatment.
How do you do coke?
How expensive are these?
It depends.
Not as much as buying coke every day.
That's true.
Right. Even though the price is pretty reasonable now, just to put that out there.
That's nice.
I heard 8-Ball was going for like $185 or something.
It's cheaper if you go to Costco.
Yeah, I mean, oh, sure, you buy it in bulk.
Buy it in bulk.
Where buy a kilo.
Where do you guys live?
My mom's in Denver, luckily.
Denver.
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, Denver has a number of different treatment programs. I mean, you may just start with University of Denver, University of Colorado.
She's a professor there. I don't think she could.
She's a professor at University of Colorado?
Well, that gives you an example. I mean.
Okay, sorry, baby. We didn't want to out you.
She must go to the health services there. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is a serious, serious thing.
You think it's kind of tough to find help in the Mile High City for your coke addiction? I mean, shouldn't she move a little closer to sea level?
She's 2 miles high.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know how you do coke for 15 years keep it going.
It's a binge drug. People can kind of get off it for a while, but it always gets worse and worse and worse with time. And then they go through periods of abstinence. But still, if you were to draw a line across something, if you mapped out their use over time, there'd be a very steady slope.
All right. Shauna?
Yes.
You're 21?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you got that little girl voice, baby.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You're 21.
Yes.
You sound 4. When was the abuse?
I don't know if I was ever abused. My older sister is 28. She is my half-sister.
Was she abused?
Yes, she was raped by my biological father.
How old was she when that all happened?
9 years old.
Nine. Yeah. Is that when it stopped or that's when it happened?
That's when it happened. It stopped when she was about 11 because she left the house when she was 12 and went into the state. She went and lived with her father and got messed up in the system and drugs and everything else.
Mm. Her father's your father.
Her
biological father.
Her biological father.
Okay, so you guys share the same mother.
Right.
Okay.
That puts your risk at about 90%.
Your mother thought it was a good idea to hook up with this dude at some point in her life, which makes us very nervous.
Yeah.
And we hear the little girl voice, which...
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. It just makes us know something.
Yeah, I'm really nervous. I'm sorry. I just spoke with my biological sister, who is 23. Mm-hmm. We just spoke on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard from her since she wrote me a letter in August that was bugging me. And she informed me that since she's been going to therapy and she went under hypnosis, that she found out that my father also molested her from the ages of 5 to 7 so far.
All right. So your mom hooked up with one guy who molested one daughter.
Two girls.
And then another guy.
No, the same guy molested both of her children.
Mm. Okay.
She never left my father, even after what he did to my sister.
All right.
My half-sister. She never believed my half-sister.
So this guy did it to your half-sister and your full biological sister.
Correct, his own daughter.
Do you not have any memory of your childhood?
I have very little recollection of my childhood.
Yeah.
My sister thinks it would be good for me to go find out for sure if this happened to me.
Do you have any problems in your relationships today?
I have a 2-year-old son, and I fear men.
Do you pick abusive men?
His father was my very first boyfriend. I got with him when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
we were together a short period of time, and he was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
He never hit me. He was controlling.
Well, yeah. I'm not sure. I don't really adhere to the notion that you have to dredge up memories. We just know there's some wiring issues here. We know it. And yeah. And you should get into a group process or individual therapy where you can just sort some things out.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, it's sort of like this. If you got a crack in your windshield, you don't need to find the rock that did it.
Yeah.
Right. You need to deal with the new windshield.
Yeah.
But if that crack makes you keep repeating the behavior,
which it always does,
it sounds like it is.
The crack does, yeah. But still finding the rock doesn't
yeah,
help
right.
you.
If every morning you wake up and there's a cracked windshield, even though you keep replacing it, then you got to find out where it's coming from.
My father's brother is 2 years younger than him, and he, I'm sorry, I'm really...
The uncle, Uncle Lou.
Yeah, my dad molested him also when he was...
Nice.
Oh,
little.
Man.
So dad, it really sounds like a dynamite individual.
And your parents are still together?
Well, they're divorced, but they're together, and now that I have my son, I mean, especially right. finding out about my uncle...
You keep that kid away from
Yeah, you don't let
guys.
The kids hang out with grandpa, do you?
No, but it's
And
so
listen,
hard.
I guarantee your mom's father was a real sweet piece of work.
You can imagine.
I mean,
is he dead?
Yeah, he committed suicide.
Mm. Oh, no.
Well, good.
So it's hard though to try to.
All right, Shauna. Here's your short and medium and long term goals, and then I'm going to give you some stuff to work on even after you're dead.
No more kids.
No more kids.
Number one.
You understand?
Yeah.
Number two, get yourself together.
Okay.
Do some therapy. It's not important to go under hypnosis. It's not important to dredge up the past. It's just important to work on yourself
okay.
through therapy. And number three, be careful of the guys you hook up with.
Mm, don't hook up with any until you've gotten some treatment.
Right. Well, let's not have these guys pull a number on your child.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. And now do you have just sisters?
Yeah, just sisters.
No brothers. Good.
No.
That's better.
Mark's looking at you like, yeah, Mark wants to know why.
Because the sisters just get screwed up.
They'll be on Temptation Island.
Guys are out killing people when they come from this kind of family.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean,
the sisters just take it and keep it quiet.
They become strippers.
They become strippers. They become porn stars. They get into bad relationships.
Right.
They get abused. They become the victims of society. The guys, this is the guy who blows our head off on the freeway.
Right.
So as sad as it is, I'm always looking out for myself, and I'm thinking I'm always
one
relieved.
Less serial killer out there in the world.
Right. We got an extra stripper, but we're short a serial killer. We're going to have to make that up.
Yeah.
All right. Now, she gave birth to a son, though.
Well.
So she can put him into the serial killer pot.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep moving forward here. We'll talk to Sabrina, who's 24. Sabrina.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I'm about to get married,
mm-hmm.
and I've been with him for about a year and a half, and just seems like for the last about 4 months, I just haven't wanted to have sex with him at all.
Have you made excuses for it?
Oh, tons.
Like, we got to wait till we're married kind of thing?
Well, no, because we live together, it's hard for me to say stuff like that, but it's just, it's always like, oh, I don't feel good, and I do, you know, I have a lot of bladder infections, and when that happens, I'm like, not for 2 weeks.
Hmm. But you're not continuously on antibiotics?
No.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Mm.
It seemed to have started, I went on the pill for the first time.
That can shut you down.
Well, and it did, completely.
Yeah.
So he asked me to go off it, and I did. And it hasn't come back, and I thought, well, maybe it was because of that, and I just don't know what it is.
How long have you been off the pill? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I went off the pill probably about 5 months ago.
Oh, boy.
It should have come back. Well, what... Was it the pill, or were you sexually attracted to him before you got engaged?
Well, I was for about the first 6-7 months. I was terribly attracted to
then
him.
Then he asked you to marry him?
Yeah.
And then it stopped?
Yeah. It was a little bit before that, but it was about the time we moved in together.
But it was before you were on the pill, you shut down.
Yeah, it started about the time I went on the pill.
And we got to establish this. It was before you went on the pill that you shut down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not chemical.
Right at about the same time.
All right. I'm going to hang up on your asexual ass if you do not decipher this for us.
Okay.
We need to know if the pill caused it. You understand?
Yes.
So we need to know, even if it was about the same time, if the shutdown happened before the pill or the pill... spurred the shutdown.
I think it was before.
Okay. And does do you think your body may be telling you something? I mean, maybe you really don't want to marry this guy? Is all those kinds of thoughts flying around?
You know, I he's the one for me. I love him more than anything.
Ooh.
Except you don't want to have sex with him.
I know, and it just, it kills me.
Do you have a history of people leaving you that you're very, very intimate with?
Well, I'm pretty much every single person I've ever had sex with, it's been one-night stands.
Well, forget that.
No, I mean, we're talking about, like, your dad. Where is he?
Yeah, my dad left when I was, like, a month old.
There you go. And were there stepdads?
No.
You just raised by your mom?
Yeah. She didn't want to bring other men into the house.
Right. Did
so
she?
She stayed alone.
Because she couldn't trust herself?
No, she just thought it would... She didn't want us to have an Uncle Joe and an Uncle Bob and an Uncle Frank.
I know, but what's...
In other words, she was already predicting that these guys were going to come and go.
Well, she didn't want... us to see men come and go.
So yeah, but...
Right, that's what I just said.
Yeah, the point is your biological dad left when you were 1 month.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're halfway in the vagina at 1 month. I'm not a doctor, Drew, but I know enough to know you're just barely out of the vagina.
Yeah, your foot remains in the vagina for the first 3 months.
Your foot?
Yeah.
Depending, but no, see, I came out backwards, so my head was actually in the vagina. I was like, hello,
That says so much, doesn't it?
Yeah. I couldn't hear anything. So, Jesus Christ, there's an eclipse going on? What's going on? the point is this. She could have easily remarried a couple of years later.
Yes.
So your mom's a little freaked out about guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she transferred some of that fear to you.
No question.
Possibly, yeah.
It had to be. I mean,
come on, you're all into him until you sense the fact that he's about to ask you to marry him and that you're going to be together forever. And then you realize that maybe the pattern is that mom said that guys leave. So maybe I should get turned off and not want to go here.
Okay. So, Sabrina,
Why
don't you be honest with him? It's not the end of the world.
Get some premarital counseling.
Get some premarital counseling and don't get married until you hash these things out and work them out. But you can do it if he's the guy for you.
Okay.
And here's the reality. Right. If he is the guy that's going to hang around, she's not going to be attracted to him.
Mm.
Right?
All right. Let's go. Let's just go pee.
Hey, Clubline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is my partner over there, the superstar. Dr. Drew, everyone. Bigger than Marcus Welby. Oh, yes.
Well, I met Dr. Sean today.
Mark L. Wahlberg, hold on.
From Survivor?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Dr. Sean from Survivor.
He's working. He was on the with the Mars Venus with us today.
Which one is Dr. Sean from Survivor?
He's one of the last guys, a neurologist. He's a young guy.
Is he on the new one?
No.
The last one.
He's vintage.
Yeah. He's old school Survivor?
OG.
I didn't catch on to the first Survivor until like the very end, so I'm not sure if I caught Dr. Sean or not. But from Temptation Island, of course, Mark Wahlberg is here. L. Wahlberg, to you.
It doesn't matter.
And if I just hear the name, I always think of you.
Well, my favorite Mark Wahlberg story is when Heather Graham was sitting over here and telling us about what she was.
Do you remember this?
When Heather Graham was on the show like 4 years ago or something.
Like 6 years ago, I think it was. It was when you just got started, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah. I've told the story a few times, but it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, tell us.
Heather Graham came on this show and...
She wasn't Heather Graham yet.
No.
No, you knew her.
This could have been 5 years.
Yeah, but she was still Heather Graham.
She was hot.
Yeah.
She did Swingers, and that was about it.
Right.
And this was about 5 years ago.
Right.
So she wasn't really...
Pre-Boogie Nights.
Pre-Boogie Nights, yes. Mark Wahlberg was Marky Dork or...
Marky Mark.
Yeah, I mean, he was like washed up new kid or something like that, right?
At that time, back then.
And Burt Reynolds was fresh off of Kindergarten Cop 3, right? So she was plugging a movie, and I don't even remember what movie she was here to plug.
It was nothing anyone's ever heard of.
Right.
Yeah.
It was another... It sounded like an abortion, this thing she was plugging.
Right.
And I said to her, just because, the movie she was plugging didn't sound great. I said, anything coming up in the future?
It was during the commercial, too. You kind of leaned back. Remember that?
What do you got coming up?
On,
she said, well, I'm working on a movie. It's called Boogie Nights. I play a roller girl. I wear roller skates. And I said, well, now, who's in this movie? Marky Mark and Burt Reynolds. honey, are you high?
It sounds like Smokey and the Porn Star.
Yeah, I was like, honey, you just came off of Swingers. What is your agent doing?
No, he got more than that. He goes, you need a new agent. Who is your agent?
Like,
she was so awesome.
And the first thing out of his mouth was, that is going directly to video. first mark.
You know how to call him. But if you listen to the pitch...
It's going.
I mean, who'd have thunk
it, said
right?
It's going straight to beta, and And you know what is funny, too, is she didn't defend herself at all.
No.
She just sat there and went, well, I don't know. And I said, oh, baby, baby. And she said, well, I wear roller skates.
It's about the porn industry.
Like, you're like Tootie with Burt Reynolds and Marky Mark. He's not an actor. He's a bad rapper.
But he is, man.
It sounded like the biggest joke in the world to me.
It's hard to even put it in that historical context because Burt Reynolds had done nothing since Cannonball Run or something. I mean, just ridiculous.
He was coasting to a stop in a series of new hair pieces and failed relationships. Yeah. And if you're writing comedy...
He was doing fantastics at his dinner theater.
If you're sitting around writing joke movies, you would have cast Marky Mark and Burt Reynolds.
Right.
And I would have played Roller Girl. Yeah. You know? And I saw this movie. It was my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
And, I catch all this guff because we share the name and everything, but he's an awesome actor.
He was great
in that
movie. You
can't take that thing away from him.
And she's not been on the show since. So, there you go, everybody. Cleo,
yes?
There's a very good moral, and I'm not sure what it is, but it's not flattering for me. You're 18, Cleo.
Yeah, the other night I was at a party, and I got my nipple ring ripped out.
Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
I was table dancing.
Oh, I see.
Nasty version of the hokey pokey.
And what, you fell? A terrible accident? Or what happened?
I tripped, and this guy tried grabbing me, and he ripped it.
What were you wearing? Were you wearing fully clothed?
No.
What were you wearing?
Nothing.
You were totally nude?
Yeah.
Table dancing at a party?
Mm-hmm.
18.
And what kind of party? Is it a bachelor party? Were you getting paid, or were you just a guest?
I was a guest.
Jesus. And were you loaded?
Somewhat.
Not the first time?
No.
And what's up, baby?
I'm 3 months pregnant. I don't know if I'll be able to, nurse.
Not on that side.
So I won't be able to?
Well, I would think, 6 months from now, you might be able to. You might be able to. It might heal up by then.
Yeah. Didn't your pediatrician warn against table dancing?
No.
You know, pregnant and all? Don't they have the little pamphlet with the no table dancing?
There is that
pregnant
sign with the, you know, one more chick
pregnant
on the table.
Chick up on the table.
With the no cross across it. But
most tables say no with no back pain or pregnant.
But here's the deal.
The
aside from the bizarre behaviors, you're guilty of child abuse. You're using drugs and alcohol and you're pregnant. And that is nothing more serious than that. You've already begun abusing your child. And it is actually against the law.
Okay.
So what's up? Why all the acting out?
I don't know. Actually, I was just at a party and stuff kind of happened.
No.
You know, I go to parties all the time, and I don't need that attention.
What? Well, sure, he's got to hit Sean Fox.
That's right.
He was table dancing when he was doing warm-up for Win Ben Stein's Money.
Exactly right.
But listen, where's the husband? I mean, forgive me. Sorry.
The father.
Sorry.
I beg your pardon.
Where's the father?
Around.
Oh, I see. Is he going to be in the child's life?
Yeah, I think.
Can you just please give this kid up for adoption, please?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Maybe.
Please.
That would redeem, if you're able to not expose the kid to any more chemicals, that would be a redeeming act, I would think, because you're clearly not ready to have
What happened to you growing up? What'd your dad do?
He was away.
That's it?
What? He was at work all the time.
That's it? No abuse?
Nope.
No alcoholism?
Nope.
No neighbor did anything weird to you?
No.
When did you lose your virginity?
13.
How old was the guy?
20.
Like 15.
All right. Mm. All right. Hey, are you really stupid or were you abused? I mean, which is it?
Neither.
All right. Well, stop it, baby. What's your plan here? Just going to get pregnant and do a bunch of drugs and booze and screw the kid up?
That was my first time.
Table dance? Okay. Please contain yourself on behalf of your unborn child, all right?
Okay.
All right. I know. Listen, because I was an ether baby. That's what happened to me.
And it all starts to fit together now.
I got to the bottom of it. My mom did too much ether.
Yeah.
When she was in the hospital, I got gassed. That's why I didn't go to college.
Well,
you understand?
She shouldn't have continued it your first year of life.
She shouldn't have put me on the ether after I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know. I do. I do think I was an ether baby, Drew. Is there anything to that?
A big choice. Epimil, ether.
Anything starts with E. But Cleo, who our last caller, was from Alaska. And somehow I was just flashing. Remember we had the girl from Northern Exposure on the TV show?
Yeah.
Janine Turner?
Blonde girl?
No, the blonde one.
With the stare?
No.
Remember that?
Drew, I was high when I did most of those episodes. I don't have any recollection of it. But by the way, How loaded you got to be February, you're calling from Anchorage and you're nude on a table at some party. You know what I mean?
With metal hanging off you.
Exactly.
Oh, I hope some guy didn't lick it and his tongue stuck to it. All right, we'll take another break. We'll be back.
All right. Oh, Adam, drives me crazy when you talk as we come on the air. How dare you?
Shut up. Please, please. All right. I want to thank Mark L. Wahlberg for coming on the show tonight. Always good to see him again. Especially,
thanks for having me. It was fun.
Especially under these circumstances with the just runaway success of his show, A Nightmare on 12th Street. of Temptation Island, which
could
is
be the same.
Which is Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on Fox, and come back anytime. Now
thanks,
when all the offers, all the movies, all the other good stuff comes out, you come back and pay us a visit. Bob Guccione Jr. tomorrow night, everybody, and until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.